Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN political briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Monday, May 16th. A deadly massacre in Buffalo is being investigated as a hate crime, and the alleged killer's racist screed is part of a concerning trend in America. Over the weekend, devastation again in America with a gun. This time at a supermarket in Buffalo, as a man is accused of shooting 13 people and killing 10 of them. The city's police chief said Monday the suspect had plans to continue shooting people before he was stopped. Authorities are reviewing a 180-page racist screed attributed to the suspect, posted online just before the attack. In it, the suspect allegedly describes the attack as terrorism and himself as a white supremacist. New York Governor Kathy Hochul spoke to CNN about the shooter's rant on Sunday.
Well, this manifesto tells everything to us, and that is what's so bone-chilling about it, is that there is the ability for people to write and subscribe to such philosophies filled with hate, as well as the live streaming of this military-style execution that occurred in the streets of my hometown. And that is what is so fundamentally disturbing about this. This spreads like a virus.
The White House announced that President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will be visiting Buffalo tomorrow. On Sunday, the president addressed a National Officers' Peace Memorial and had this to say.
We must all work together to address the hate that remains a stain on the soul of America. The hearts are heavy once again, but a resolve must never, ever waver.
11 of the 13 people he's accused of shooting are black, and the attack is being investigated as a hate crime. In that racist screed he left behind, he allegedly discusses, quote, replacement theory. This so-called replacement theory boils down to the false belief that white Americans are slowly being replaced on purpose by minorities and immigrants. And that kind of fringe, conspiratorial, totally outside the realm of facts theory, this replacement theory, has moved in American politics from the fringe to the mainstream. Listen to three Republican lawmakers discussing this theory in public appearances. You'll hear from Congressman Scott Perry, Congressman Brian Babin on Newsmax, and Senator Ron Johnson on Fox Business.
What appears to them is we're replacing national-born American, native-born Americans to permanently transform the political landscape of this very nation.
You know what the Democrats are up to here. They want open borders. This is exactly their strategy. They want to replace the American electorate.
This administration wants complete open borders, and you have to ask yourself why. Is it really they want to remake the demographics of America?
Here's the Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate in Ohio, J.D. Vance, on Fox News in March.
Democrat politicians who have decided that they can't win re-election in 2022 unless they bring in a large number of new voters to replace the voters that are already here. That's what this is about.
Perhaps this kind of rhetoric from Republican lawmakers is what prompted this tweet from Wyoming Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney. She clearly doesn't hold back. Quote, "The House GOP leadership has enabled white nationalism, white supremacy, and anti-Semitism. History has taught us that what begins with words ends in far worse. Republican leaders must renounce and reject these views and those who hold them." In September of 2021, the chairwoman of the House Republican Conference, that's Congresswoman Elise Stefanik of New York, had a digital ad up that was criticizing Democrats on immigration policies by suggesting Democrats wanted to create a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants to, quote, create a permanent liberal majority in Washington. Now, Stefanik's office has pushed back on the criticism online that she somehow was advocating for replacement theory, and she nor her office apologized in any way for the rhetoric that was in those campaign ads. Her spokesperson said, quote, "Despite sickening and false reporting, Congresswoman Stefanik has never advocated for any racist position or made a racist statement." Of course, it wasn't just Democrats or the media calling out Stefanik for her rhetoric in her online ads. It was her fellow Republican member of Congress, Adam Kinzinger, who said that she pushed, quote, "white replacement theory" in those ads. This much is clear. Domestic terrorism is on the rise. It is seen more and more by security officials in this country as a top priority and a major concern. And there is little doubt that there is some nexus between some of these domestic terrorist events and the political rhetoric that is coursing through, especially in today's politics, this right-wing echo chamber. And that is going to continue to be at the center of the political debate around these horrific, tragic events that upend people's lives in the most devastating way. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening. And please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.